From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, Infratil, they like the lot. We'll have all of it.
Yeah, look, hasn't the NZX just sprung into action this week? You know, winter's rolled in and all of a sudden the sparks have started to fly. So this is a big, big deal announced yesterday. So Infratil, obviously well known within investment circles. You know, if people out there aren't familiar with them, they own infrastructure assets. Definition of infrastructure is sort of changing over time. Lately, Infratil has been pivoting into healthcare and digital infrastructure, things like data centres. Up until yesterday, they owned part of One New Zealand, and I hope they won't be offended if I refer to them also as Vodafone, because rebranded recently. Yesterday, they announced that they've acquired a further 49.95% stake in One New Zealand, and that stake was owned by Brookfields. So Infratil now has a 99.9% stake in One New Zealand. And Mike, this is a big ticket item. This is $1.8 billion price tag on this. So from a technical point of view, they paid 9.8 times earnings for this. So from a valuation point of view, that's broadly in line with current valuations for Spark or global comparative telecoms. But how do you fund a $1.8 billion purchase? Well, you do it in part with a new capital raising. So you go to existing shareholders and you ask them, would they like to invest some more money? $750 million of that, that's called an underwritten placement. So that'll go to institutions, high net worth people all over New Zealand. So all the New Zealand brokers would have been very busy people yesterday. Happy busy, I would have thought. This has been done at $9.20 a share. Infratil last traded, it's in trading halt at the moment, last traded at $10.10. So the placement is at a slight discount to the previous traded price. There's also a $100 million retail offer, so it's not just being offered to the top end of town. There'll be some debt as well. So look, if you don't top up, you will be slightly diluted. I suspect the market will support. I think they will embrace this acquisition. Infratil has been successful with the identification and the acquisition of various assets. Got a long track record here. Interesting, Mike, digital assets now make up almost two-thirds of their asset portfolio. Full control, clearly, of One New Zealand is attractive for Infratil. And look, they've had a great start to 2023. I mean, they've outperformed the general market. And I was just checking before we came on air. I think they're up just under 17% so far this year. And so they have performed very well. So, yeah, good on them.
Yeah, good on them. Other side of the ledger, though, Pacific Biotech. Talk us through that.
Yeah, not so happy our shareholders in Pacific Edge Limited. Now, just to explain, Pacific Edge Limited is a biomedical company, as you say. It's listed on the NZX. Now, it's involved with diagnostic technology in the early detection of cancer. We're talking about bladder cancer, colorectal cancer. It's been in a trading halt over the weekend. Now, this is a little bit complicated, but over the weekend, an organization called Novartis, they are the administrative contractor to Medicare in the US. So I think they're the gatekeeper to Medicare. Medicare is a US government medical insurance program. They issued what's called a local coverage determination. Basically, it said that Pacific Edge's products won't be covered by Medicare anymore. So they said that the CX bladder tests, that's one of the tests that Pacific Edge have, are not considered medically reasonable and necessary, and they won't reimburse their use. Now, this is a major problem for Pacific Edge. It's a very large proportion of their revenue, roughly 75%. Trading resumed yesterday, and by the end of the day, the share price had fallen 78%. Yes, 78. At one stage, it was worse. They closed at 10.9 cents. They did trade as low as 5 cents. Medicare revenue ceases as at 17th July. Look, the company believes that the balance of revenue, so there's about a quarter of their revenue there, will be unaffected. It does have some cash on the balance sheet, still believes the potential for growth. But, Mike, and it's a major but, look, I'm not a medical expert, so some of this may be outside my area of competence, but there's just some doubt cast by Novartis over the efficacy of the product. You know, does it actually work? And I think Pacific Edge now is going to have a pretty hard fight to try and convince the rest of the users that is not the case.
Right, the numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is up 93 points, 33,668, so that's about 0.3%. The S&P 500 is down 10 points, 4273, about a quarter of a percent, and the NASDAQ down 0.85%. 112 points, 13,163. FTSE 100 overnight down 4, 7,624. The Nikkei down 1.8%, quite a big fall there, 31,913. The Shanghai Composite was up 2, 3,197. The Aussies yesterday lost 12 points in the ASX 200, 7,117. And we fell yesterday, we fell 0.88%, 11,759. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6038. 0.9077 against the Aussie, 0.5643 euro, 0.4852 pounds, 84.58 Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,944.99, and Brent crude holding steady, $77.04.
Fabulous work. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.